All right, so tonight we are talking about the Clairs. Which Clair are you?
I'm an eclair.
You really are. You are filled with delicious.
No wonder we love you.
You're so sweet.
So, okay. There are several Clairs out there that we're not going to talk about at length tonight. But the major ones are the ones that you typically see people practice when you're getting a reading, when you see a psychic, when you have like an intuitive dream type situation, you're using one of your Clairs. So let's talk about which Clair you might be. So let's kick it off with clairvoyance, which is the most popular, probably the most well-known Clair ever. This B is real popular, like.
Mm-hmm.
So clairvoyance, clear seeing, literally what it means, clear seeing.
Vision.
Yeah. So you can see with your mind's peepers is basically what's happening. Mm-hmm. The peepers in your mind. Okay. So you guys, how would you describe clairvoyance to somebody that has no idea what the hell you're talking about?
It's vision. It's for me, it's during meditation, closing your eyes and you still see things.
Mm-hmm.
When we first started out, it was colors, you know, during a Reiki session.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that was the big thing, was seeing colors and then shapes and then, you know, scenery.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all vision.
Right. So clairvoyance is, I mean, you can... It is seeing, like we said, it's the clear seeing, and you can see with your physical eyes and you can see with your mind's eye.
Mm-hmm.
So we've done some of that on purpose, on accident, like it just happens. So for me, I've talked about this in other episodes. I've been able to see things since I was little. I just didn't understand. So a lot of the time I just thought as I got older, like, oh, wouldn't it be crazy if there was like a guy really standing there? The guy was like, legit standing there. Just like wasn't piecing it
you
together.
You were not acknowledging it.
Right. Because I'm like, oh, it's definitely in my mind. But mm-hmm. No, that son of a bee was definitely there. So that is the clear seeing. That's clairvoyance. Good Lord.
Yeah.
I couldn't get that out. Clairvoyance. That's what it is. So some people say that their experiences with clairvoyance happens when they're asleep, like in a dream. Mm-hmm. And they have these visions in a dream. My family is huge on that. I'm like, what the?
Yeah. When I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. When dreams came true. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was.
Yeah.
That
didn't was, you have one about something like else. Something about like you were in the principal's office?
You remember that?
Yeah. Well, retell that one. That was crazy.
Yeah. So I had a dream that I was sitting in a chair and I was crying. And there was somebody sitting to my right telling me that everything was going to be all right, trying to pat my hand, and everything's going to be okay. And then somebody was sitting at a desk in front of me, shuffling some papers. And then I looked to my left. It was outside a window. I was, you know, looking outside a window, and there was a sidewalk that had a cover over it, like a covered sidewalk. So that was my dream. And then I guess it was fourth grade and my birthday.
For the love of Jesus. Like, I cannot
the puppies.
These
dragons. The puppies.
Good Lord.
It was my birthday, fourth grade. And got in this huge argument on the playground because there's this one girl who wanted to give me birthday spankings, and there was this other girl who was my friend, was like,
why did I forget the birthday spankings?
Was like, oh, heck no, you are not going to touch her.
And, that would have been me.
And, oh, thank you.
Got your back.
And
no, just because I'm possessive. I'm like, hell no,
right,
ma'am.
Right, you are not laying a finger on
yeah.
her. So, you know, so schoolyard fight's about to break out, and here comes my teacher going, all of you to the principal's office now. What? I've never been to the principal's office in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're making me go on my birthday?
For some
tears. Oh, tears. No. Tears. I was horrified.
So this dream came true.
It did.
It was a real thing.
It did. It came true right down. I mean, mm-hmm. every single detail came true. Oh, I was sitting in the chair. My friend was sitting next to me saying everything's going to be all right. The principal came down, sat at the desk, and there was those exact same hands shuffling through papers. I looked to the other side. There's the window. It was the outside of the school, little covered sidewalk. I lost my Jeep.
So they're thinking, oh, she's so upset because she's in the principal's office and Maria's freaking the F out.
Yes.
That's his dream came true.
Because that was probably my first clairvoyance experience.
Oh my God, with these four-legged creatures.
Oh, the puppies.
They're good. Good Lord.
Well, I was just going to say one more thing about clairvoyance is Marie's experience is something that I think is important to mention, that you may not realize that clairvoyance is something that you have unless you pay attention to dreams right. like that. And if you start noticing, hey, this looks familiar, then maybe journal your dreams. I don't know about you, but I can remember something when I first get up. And if I go back to it later, if I haven't paid attention to it and really solidified it, I can lose it very, very quickly. So you might not realize that there's a clairvoyance happening because it's always about the future.
Right.
So it's important to note.
Right. So if you want to develop it, keep that dream journal. Keep that mm-hmm. dream journal next to
Absolutely.
Your bed.
Yeah. So, you know, like Lily said, everyone has it. Everyone is clairvoyant, as far as I'm concerned. You just have to tap into it. So mm-hmm. it's like everyone being able to speak five languages. It's going to take practice, and it's easier the younger you are.
Sure.
But everyone is capable of doing it. So, yeah, you just got to practice. Read up. Do some research.
Yeah. Meditations. Mm-hmm. Concentrated around the third eye. Opening mm-hmm. your third eye. That helps a lot.
Yep. So, moving on from one sense to another, we have clairaudience next, which it's not about clearly seeing a group of people.
It's about the audience.
It is clear hearing.
You mean it's not a fuzzy audience?
Yeah. It's your listeners. Your little listeners. So with clairaudience, you obviously hear messages. You can hear stuff. And this is with your physical ears and also your internal ears.
Your third ear?
Mm-hmm. Your seventh ear. So I've talked about being in meditation. And I think just last episode, I talked about this where I've been in a meditation where I've been listening to an audio track of some sort, an audio track that I've listened to before. And suddenly there are very distant voices. So that is something that I heard with my physical ears. I have also communicated with people in other planes with my internal ear, inner ear, whatever, however you want to put it, my third ear. So that's one of the ways that you do communicate with other people. And that's people that have crossed over, your angels, your guides, whomever. So Marie has mentioned, and I'll have to go back and listen to other episodes that we've done to figure out where we've talked about this. But I know we've had this conversation before where we've been in meditation communicating with someone, or even when I've been doing a reading and I'm getting this information, but nobody's mouth is moving. So you're like, what the hell? Where is that coming from? Right.
Telepathic.
Right. And it's so normal for us because we're accustomed to it. But when I've stopped to really pay attention and think about it, it like trips me up for a minute. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Your mouth isn't even moving. So it's a little bit random to experience. So I know I remember specifically being in a meditation and seeing an Indian man that was, we were communicating back and forth. And then it occurred to me that his mouth wasn't even moving.
Oh,
and I was like, dummy, you never see anyone's mouth move. Which is not true. I do see some right. people's mouths move, but
it just hits you in that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. Like I'd never seen it before. I was like, what the? It's very crazy.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, until we looked at this, I didn't realize or didn't connect that the way I get some messages is is through that. I'll hear something or a word will appear. So, you know, where I had always said, oh, I don't see. There's a lot of things I've seen. It may not have been people or spirits.
Right.
But there are actually a lot of things that just appear or that I will get the word. And it's not a physical hearing. It's a message that comes through and it's, you know,
right,
fully formed and there's no interpretation from me. It just comes
right
out. And, you know, it's not a lot of, for me, not a lot of conversations, but just keywords or something that I need to pass on to whoever I'm working with.
Which is clairaudience. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when we did our Reiki Level 3 class, which we just did that in July, we talked about plants and using plants in our practice and just really becoming one, you know, just connecting more. And it goes beyond yourself. So we talked about things like I mentioned in class that I have a basil plant. And his name is Tyrion, and he is delicious, not like tasting delicious. He just looks delicious. So we talked about harvesting, and my question was, everything is alive. Everything is made of energy. So to me, I said, okay, so if you start to develop these relationships with your plants, your herbs, your trees, your crystals, whatever it is, because it's all energy, then how do you harvest? Because then I started to feel really crappy about just like going and snipping off some leaves. And so our teacher said, ask them. And I was like, what them? The hell you say? But yeah, you talk to them. And what's, I should have known already what the answer was going to be because I have talked to Tyrion. I talk to him and the hound every day. The hound is the aloe plant. And I do. I say, good morning, guys. And when I get home, I'm like, hi, guys. How was your day? Because I love them. And I will ask them if they need water. I add, like, it sounds so nutcase. It really does. But no,
it really doesn't.
But like, it's this real connection with these guys.
Nobody thinks you're a nutcase.
I see the way you're looking at me right now. So like her saying that just made me want to communicate more. And why it was surprising to me, I have no damn idea, because she's the one that said, go meditate leaning up against a tree, communicate with the tree. And I thought she was crazy, but no, she was not. She was not crazy. So it's just like, I don't know. I guess now that we've been doing it for so many years, I look at it and I'm like, duh, it's energy. No big deal. Like energy communicates, energy moves, energy. There's like a constant flow. And I'm not trying to get off topic here, not at all, but it is like it all just kind of goes hand in hand. So when we talked about, you know, communicating with plants and trees and whatever the case, like it just made perfect sense to say, hey, can I harvest you? Can I, you know, have a few leaves? And they'll tell you, listen, the first thing you hear is them. Mm-hmm. That's their response. So
the first answer you get.
Mm-hmm. So it's the same with, you know, talking to animals and stuff. Like we talk to animals all the time. I know I baby talk my dragons all the time. And I don't feel a little bad.
So do you do anything to develop that?
To develop clairaudience?
Yes.
Yeah. And I would say above everything else, just trust yourself. No matter what clair it is, just trust yourself.
I would agree. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That was, I think, the hardest thing for me to overcome was that this is not in my head.
Mm-hmm.
That this is legit. And the more I came forth with information that I was getting, and it wasn't always validated immediately, but someone would come back and say, oh, by the way, that thing that you told me,
right,
X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
So the more I learned to trust, and the better the responses, and the more it's things have grown and developed as a result of that. So I would say, I mean, there's other things, obviously, like talking to your plants, talking to your, you know, being open to those experiences, but trusting what you're getting is a great piece of advice.
It's true. And I struggle with it still when I go into a reading. So in the last episode, I did say that it's difficult for me. It's challenging to do a reading for someone that I know and or love, because I think I can be maybe biased. And the information I get, I might want to argue it or whatever the case. Like, I feel like maybe I know this person too well. So when I, regardless of the fact, someone I know or don't know, a reading does make me nervous because I know what people are after. They want a message from their loved one that's crossed over. And, you know, I could easily be like, oh, your angel said, you know, you're doing great. That's a super generic message. Like anybody could say that. But when I start delivering some information that I'm like, what the hell does that mean? I just have gotten in the habit of trying to just go with it and just say what comes, say what they tell me to say, what they show me, whatever it is, no matter how insane it seems. But I've yet to come across anybody that's like, what are you talking about? Like, that doesn't resonate at all. Like, it's always been on point. So why I still get nervous is beyond me. But I know ultimately, like, it just is that fear of not giving someone what they truly are after. Because, you know, when someone leaves you that you love so much, you just want, you know, nothing more than to hear from them one more time or just have that connection. So I should really practice what I preach.
I was going to say, and then trust practice yourself. Makes perfect. Exactly.
Yes. So what do we have next in the Claire's?
Claire
Cognizance. We have the delicious eclair.
We do have the eclair. That's Marie right. Eclair.
I think Claire Cognizance is my favorite.
Is it?
I think so.
Well, shout it out. What's up? Like, tell us all about it.
Clear knowing. You just know it.
You know it, and you know it real clear, like.
Right.
So there's one person. Anytime I hear it's just a knowing, I think of Lily. It's just a knowing. Because she's the only one I know that says that. It's just a knowing.
I just know it.
Yeah.
I just know.
It's just mm-hmm. a knowing. So when I think back, I know I've heard this growing up a lot, just worded differently. But it's like, oh, I know it in my bones, or like, I know it in my gut. And it's, you know, it's that, like, as soon as I saw him, I knew he was the one for me. Or, you know, these numbers just came to me. It was just, I knew it. I, you know, whatever it is, like, that is exactly what it is. Like, you have that deep in your bones, in your soul.
Feeling of truth.
Yeah.
It is as true as we learn growing up, the sky is blue and grass is green. Mm-hmm. It's, or and groom, I use
whatever.
That. Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. Yeah, it is just the clear. So since you say it all the time, can you think of some things that have been like that where you're like, no, I just know. You know what? I can think of one. So Lily used to do massages, mm-hmm. like on the professional level, and, you know, not as opposed to like the
like saucy level,
like a happy ending one.
The non-professional level. Right.
The nasty version. So I used to go see her and get massages because my traps were always like on fire. It was a whole thing. And this is after, like, I've gone through Reiki level 2 maybe, and, you know, whatever. So we talk about the stuff all the time. So I'm getting ready to leave, and she just stops me and is like, I have a message. And I'm like, what the fuck? I was like, what the hell? There was like intensity in her eyes. And I was like, oh, sweet Lord, what is happening right now? So she gives me this message and I'm just dumbfounded. Like, I wish I had a picture of like what my dumb face looked like at the time, because I was in shock. So afterward, she's like, no, it was like this information. I just knew it. Like, I just knew this information was for you. And they just gave it to me. And I knew that it belonged to you. And what? And I was like, what the hell? Like, what just happened? Mm-hmm. And that's like how intense it is for you.
Yes. When that does happen, it is that intense. It was the first gift sort of that I realized, because I couldn't see, I couldn't hear, I wasn't recognizing things in that manner. But when I went through Reiki level 1, that's the first thing I would get these gut feelings. Mm-hmm. And as I progressed, if I was working with someone, it became almost painful to keep something in. It had to come out. It had to be told.
Oh, wow.
So that was, and it was later that I realized it was actually claircognizance, but that is how intense it can get. You just have to interrupt somebody and get it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to put a word to it.
Right, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And not just go, what the heck is happening to me?
Yeah. Yeah, it's really crazy. So one of my aunts believes she's cursed and she's not. It's a gift. I think it's a gift. So she, and I can understand why she feels negatively about it. So she can look at someone and have the sudden knowing that they are going to pass. It is the craziest crap ever. But I don't know how many times, it's not been like a crap ton of times, but there have been a few times when I've been with her or she'll call me and say, oh my God, I was, for example, she stopped in front of a friend's house to drop someone off. And as she's sitting there waiting for the person to get out of the car, she's just kind of looking at the house, just looking around, and had a sudden, very, I don't know, like severe knowing, like just a knowing that the man of the house was going to pass away soon. And I think it was like within the month he passed away.
Mm-hmm. I know someone who, her experience is it happens within a week.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And she's been on target more. And I just told her, don't ever so tell you're me. Like, I'm not interested.
I'm like, what the hell? Nope. That's a hard person to be friends with because they suddenly look at you crazy and you're like, what?
Yeah, that's, yeah. Do you want to know?
No, I don't.
No. But then I don't know because I'm like, if you have this knowing that I may not be here in a week, like, tell me so I can get my crap in order.
Well, like, yeah, because I don't, so I can take some leave off work.
Yeah.
Can go do things. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd be really mad if I died and I got like a month's worth of leave left.
Yeah, no doubt, because the company's going to absorb that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, my daughter might get a check out of it, but you get what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. It's like, wait a minute, I left all of this time on the table. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I could have been at the beach. I could have been doing this.
Right. And then you're like, I didn't even tell so-and-so that that pile of laundry is clean. They're going to rewash it.
Which is like a whole nother topic we need to have on don't wait to do things. And that's a whole nother, whole nother episode, I think. Taking life by the horns and not.
Right.
That's a Lily episode. Marie and I are ready to get into hauntings. And Lily's like, sunflowers. This ain't that show, girl.
Damn straight. I'll be there when it is.
Okay. So developing your claircognizant.
You can say it however the hell you want to say it. The clear knowing.
Yes. Developing your clear knowing. Have you done anything to try to develop it?
Meditation. I would say primarily on that one. And it goes back to trusting yourself when it does come up, acting on it. But for me, it was when I started Reiki level one, I started a meditation practice, and that was a big part of developing that and learning to trust it, I think. Yeah.
And I think the same. I think clear knowing, I think that is associated with your crown chakra.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, any meditations focusing around that, I think, has helped.
And I didn't realize it. Of course, we've learned so much since then, but at the time, I was meditating almost three times a day, and one of them was while at lunch, and it was outside in the sun with the sun hitting the crown.
You were meditating three times a day?
Mm-hmm. Like 10 minutes each, like what not for an hour at a time, but that's how I started.
Really?
It was 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes at lunch, and 10 minutes before I went to bed.
Sounds exhausting.
No, it was good. I need to get back to that practice, actually.
While Marie and I look at each other, like,
there's no way.
I wish.
I mean, it was 10 minutes each time. It was 30 minutes. If you think about it.
Yeah, I wish I could do that. I wish I could do my schedule like that. I am happy if I get one 10-minute
mm-hmm.
meditation in a day. I'm happy.
Yeah, and see, my meditations, when I'm doing them regularly, they're anywhere from, I would say, 20 minutes to like an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And they tend to go longer because I was doing one a day, but a lot goes on in a meditation for me. They're super active. I don't know where I go. I go somewhere. I don't know. I talk to Tyrion. Who knows?
Who knows?
And might have become more like that now, but at the time, it was just getting in the practice. Mm-hmm. It was just getting in the practice. I didn't always get in a meditative state in 10 minutes. It's hard to. I can get into it quicker now sometimes, but it was just the point of going silent and listening for messages for 10 minutes.
You know, another thing for me that helped develop it, and I didn't realize it at the time, was going like birthday gift shopping. You know, so we have a, you know, cute little gift shop where we live. I'd go in there and literally look, okay, is this it? Is this it? Is this it? That's it. That's it. That's, this is the gift for that person.
Mm-hmm. And do you take your pendulum?
No.
I've heard about people doing that. They're trying to buy produce with a damn pendulum. Like,
this orange.
No, nobody has all day for that crap.
It was just feeling through my hand. Mm-hmm. The burning or the tingling would start. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, if I rub my or wave my hand over it, you know, 9 times out of 10, there's nothing. So I'll just keep going until you hit that one thing. And it's like, oh, really?
Wow.
Okay.
That's a great idea.
So that becomes the gift for that person. And lo and behold, you find out, you know, okay, this person's been coveting this for whatever. And so.
That's a fantastic idea.
Yeah. So that was something
very
that
practical
helped,
too.
Yeah. And that's something that helped build that muscle.
Right.
So, okay. So I got to tell this story. So was it two Christmases ago I did this and got this bracelet for this person. I didn't know why. It's like, oh, okay, well, this is cute. They'll like it. Okay. The following Christmas, she re-gifted it back to me. And I'm like,
what the hell?
Oh, my God, I just got my own gift back. It's a really good thing because I like that bracelet.
Who is that? We should beat her up. That's not nice.
Oh, no, it's okay. I like the bracelet.
Was
That's
it you, Lily?
Awesome.
It's nobody.
It probably was me.
It was you.
No, mm-hmm. It was nobody in this room.
It was me. What the heck?
I know, right?
That's dirty.
But I tried so hard not to laugh.
That's good. So, moral of the story, if you're going to re-gift, don't give back to the person who gave it to you.
Maybe don't be a piece. Don't re-gift. Like, just... Jeez, like that, there was a lot of thought and effort that went into that. Like, I'm pissed off for you.
At first, I was shocked.
Episode over. What the heck? Yeah.
So, yeah, but I went through the whole thing, you know, okay, this is for her. This is for her. No, apparently it was for me. Mm-hmm. I was supposed to get back a year later.
Mm-mm. I was going to say it needed to simmer and...
Right, for whatever
God, reason. You guys are nice. Because I'm thinking of all the things. I'm like, itch.
Yeah, well.
My attitude anymore is if you don't like it, give it away. Give it to someone else.
She did.
No, yeah.
But
like,
maybe not back to that person.
Right. I'm like, well, dang, girl.
I don't think she cared enough to keep track.
Yeah, obviously.
So, anyways, the point being.
I'm going to need names when we're done. I'm going to cross someone off my friends list.
So,
am I friends with this person?
No.
Oh, good. My inner knowing knew.
Happy? Happy?
My clairvoyance, my clairaudience, all McClaires were like, no. Mm-hmm. No, ma'am. No.
So anyways, that's another thing that I was doing. Mm-hmm. Exercising the clear knowing. Mm-hmm. And without realizing it. And the more I used it, the more I trusted it.
That's awesome. I like that idea.
Yeah, that is really cool. I remember you saying that. And I don't know who has talked about people produce shopping or like grocery shopping with their pendulum and it like takes for freaking ever.
Like, no, not me. No, not me. No. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. If you're shopping in your damn fridge for like which blueberry you want, have at it. Like, that's your time. But if I'm behind somebody that is dicking around with a pendulum.
Do I pick this avocado or that?
I know.
Avocado?
I'm going to launch that thing clear across the store. Well, I should meditate.
No,
no,
see, my first reaction, honestly, if I see that going on at the Winn-Dixie, I'm going to be like, what kind of pendulum is that?
How are you even friends? nice.
Like, let me see. Is that an amethyst?
No, these two are like sitting on clouds with freaking halos, and I have the biggest pitchfork.
And I'm like, get out of the way. And I didn't believe you, but I do now, just so you know.
About what?
About how mean you are. I believe you now.
Oh, she's got a mean girl side.
I do.
Oh, I know. I denied it for years on her behalf. She was sweet Chantel until, you know, we spent like 6 months together. In close proximity. Yeah.
No, I tell the truth.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I can alley scrap.
You can do that too.
And I got your back, baby. Uh-huh.
Thank you.
There is that as
but
well.
But I evidently need really nice girls in my world. So I feel like on our scale, Lily is like the uber nicest.
Uh-oh.
I believe that.
Yeah. Marie's right in the middle. Marie can go both ways. And I'm at the other side, which must explain why I'm the exorcist. Like, mm-hmm. I can handle the demons because I'm a devil. Maybe.
Like attracts like.
Lucifer's kin? Oh, God. Like, just hearing this, mm-hmm. like, talking about people doing this crap in the store is pissing me off.
I have a very clear knowing that this pisses you off.
Watch out, Winn-Dixie shoppers. Oh, God.
And I have a clear vision of it, yeah. And I have a clear hearing of
yeah.
it.
You will when I call you to bail me out.
I'll be in there next yeah. to you, babe.
And I'll be like, look, I picked up this amethyst pendulum for you.
It'll be mine. Oh, I'll be the one you took out in the grocery yeah. store.
Oh, my God.
You, I know. I wouldn't do it.
You might. You might. I don't shop that way, but yeah, yeah. you might if oh my I did. God.
I almost want to do it just to see like what the reaction will be.
Oh, that's a we can video that. That right? that can be something we post.
It's like what's that show that like, you know, they do the crazy crap in like the restaurant with like the misbehaving kid.
Yeah, we can make it we can take you know that to another level.
Yes.
Using all the Claire's. Do you see that? Like do you hear face. That?
She's like, I want no part of this.
I'm out. I'll handle the video camera while you guys go to work.
Yes. Marie will be our test subject, and I'll come in and uh-huh. just kick ass. I'll be like, don't look at her like that. It's her pendulum.
Don't touch my pendulum.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good stuff.
Oh, my God. My stomach hurts. That's crazy. All righty then.
But we digress.
Yes, we digress. Oh, so.
See, I told you this one was my favorite.
What? The?
Knowing.
Claircognizance. She likes that one.
I get it.
What's next on the list?
So next we have clairsentience. And that is the clear feeling. So what this means is if you guys ever find that you are highly sensitive with your surroundings, and you pick up on what they call the vibe, that is clairsentience.
And this is what I personally lump empathy into.
I agree. Like, okay. This has a touch, and these overlap. Mm-hmm. They do overlap all the time, but I totally agree with you. This has a lot of the makings of...
You feel, I feel.
Right, of an empath, for sure. I totally agree. So... You go visit a place, there's large crowds, you suddenly are feeling different. You feel sick, you feel like you have a headache, you feel whatever it is, like you're picking up these, your emotions are suddenly changing. That could be the clairsentience, the empath in you, that you are picking up these vibes, if you will, from other people. It happens. So when I first started with Reiki Level 1, I went to a... metaphysical shop. I think that's the best way to phrase it. So I was good all the way there. And before I walked in, I grounded and centered, did my whole thing, and I walked in and almost fell over. And the energy was so strong in there. I could feel it like whipping around me. I could feel it whipping around my head, and it didn't feel negative. It just felt very strong. And I don't know if it was a combination of people being in there and the crystals and whatever else, or if it was one or the other, I have no idea, but that is a form of it. I was picking up on all of this other energy. But just think to like a time when you were somewhere, or you walk into a room and something has gone down in that room. There was an argument or something, and you walk in and you're like, God dang, it feels thick in here. Or like you can cut the tension with a knife, or
exactly.
That is clear feeling.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is. So, you know, and that's one of the reasons why it's so important to make time to clear your space. Because just think about all the times you have, for example, sat on your crouch, on your couch, and you have had conversations, you've laughed, you've cried, you've been sick, you've been happy, you've been like, so that fabric is absorbing all of that. The environment is absorbing all of that. That's your walls, your flooring, your, you know, like any curtains you might have, your blinds, your windows, all of that stuff, your pets, the other people in your home, everything is being affected by whatever that emotion is, whatever that conversation is, your highs and your lows. So that's what this is. And other people absorb that stuff. They take it on. So that's one of the reasons. I mean, we go back to things like meditation and doing clearings all the time. And that's why, because it's so important.
Yeah. And if you are, you know, clearly a clear sentience, I mean, I think the number one thing to learn is protecting yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because this is the clair where you feel energies, you feel spirits around. So I've said that sometimes, and I think even you, Lily, have said this, you feel a presence, you don't always see it, because mm-hmm. it is my belief that they present how they want and when they want. So I now am in a place where I can say, and I'm brave enough to say, show me your true form. I wasn't always brave enough to say that. But even if I say, show me your true form, they don't have to. It can just be a feeling. I know there is another energy that's present. So that is clairsentience. Yep.
And if you just want to develop that mm-hmm. particular clair, then do meditations focused around your heart chakra.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a really good one. And even going into meditation, asking to develop that, to work with guides, angels, whatever the case, that can help you to, strengthen up that muscle. That's a good way to do it too. Don't forget that you can always ask for help.
Absolutely. I think there's another way this can manifest. And we talked about it as a means of protection. That's the reason it comes up in the level one class, is that if you're not careful, if you don't set the rules about how you want to receive information when you're doing Reiki, for example, if someone has a pain in their hip, you don't want to feel the pain in your hip. And a lot of times we talk about, we'll get a tingling in an area, and that's difference. That's sort of, hey, this is the area to work on or whatever, mm-hmm. but you definitely, it is possible to take on other people's pain, and it's very important not to. This is part of this clair where mm-hmm. that could happen, and that is not healthy right. for any of us. And it is definitely worth mentioning for the reasons of protecting. And if you are practicing on other people, to not let that be the way that you interpret.
Right. Absolutely. All right. So we have, I think we've talked about four mm-hmm. really good ones. So who do we have next? Because we did say there are more than the ones we're going to talk about, but we're going to focus on the better known ones, the ones that you can, they're just more popular. So there is more information out there.
And they're really the ones based on your five senses,
right.
plus the knowing, the mm-hmm. claircognizance. So,
yeah. And I know this isn't right, but in my mind, I always lump these two together, the clear smelling and the clear tasting,
mm-hmm.
just because one kind of goes with the other.
Well, they do. Those yeah. senses are so closely linked right. anyway, right. even though they are separate physical senses, they are very closely linked.
Mm-hmm. So what are they called?
Clairgustance is tasting.
Mm-hmm.
You say it better than I do.
Oh.
Clairgustance.
No, and then clairalience is smelling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So have you
clairaliens?
Yes, clairaliens,
like alien, but ents.
Yeah,
but with an ents,
an ence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So during a Reiki session or meditation or any of that stuff, have you guys ever smelled or tasted anything?
No,
I haven't either. These are the two that I don't have any experience
with. How about outside of one of those two scenarios?
Nope. No.
Never?
I thought I had picked up the smelling, mm-hmm. But no, it ended up being the wind changed and I was getting a whiff of a candle.
Yeah, same. Oh, I remember that story.
I'm thinking to myself, oh my gosh, something's happened. No, it was just the candle, the wind changed, and all of a sudden I could mm-hmm. smell it because I was outside.
Yeah, I had the same thing. The smelling has always resulted in a physical source. Mm. If I ever think it has happened, it's not been.
I gotcha.
And I'm not sure that this is, I mean, the other senses we talked about, I want to grow that muscle. I want to flex that muscle. But these two, I don't know if I want to, because you can smell and taste some pretty nasty things.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And it's like you said, you want it to be honest, so you don't want something, you know, gross to be disguised as marshmallows. You know, you want right. to know what it is, but I mean, if it's something icky, I don't know if I want that. Just tell me.
Yeah, like I've seen psychic mediums do readings where some of them do have that ability. They're a little bit stronger. And I've seen some of them say like, oh, did they pass off such and such? Because I'm tasting blood in my throat. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I don't want that.
No. No. Like a bloody nose is enough where, remember, like, tilt your head back. And I'm like, this is disgusting. Mm-hmm. I'm swallowing blood. Yeah, so I have. And there's two experiences that I can think of off the top of my head. I know there's more, but so when my grandma left, we were cleaning out her home and, you know, packing everything up. And I remember cleaning her bathroom and she had this empty powder container. It was a really pretty container, but it was empty. And I don't know if she kept it because it had that residual scent. I have no idea. So later that night, I was in the shower. And I'm by myself in the shower. I am not using like any different products, anything. And suddenly this smell like enveloped the entire bathroom. And as soon as I smelled it, I knew exactly what it was because I don't have anything in my house that smells even remotely like that. And I just started to cry because I'm like, I know you're here. And that's your way of being like, you know, because it just smelled so good. It stood out to me. So I wonder if that's why she used that. But it was a really cool experience. And the other time was after someone had passed away that I did not know, but one of my family members knew this person. And suddenly for like days and days out of nowhere, like I would just smell cigarette smoke, like someone was smoking right next to me. And I would look around because I'm like, is Sean smoking outside? Or was he smoking and just came in? Because you know that smell lingers. And no, like either he was asleep or he's gaming in his game room, whatever. And nobody's standing outside. The neighbors' cars are gone. So I'm like, where the hell? And it just went on for a period of time, a short period of time after this person had passed away. And they were a smoker. Like, come to find.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
You know, I never associated like smells that I couldn't find a source for when I was younger as being this or as being anything. Mm-hmm. But I've had that experience where walking in a place where you would never think to experience a particular smell. Like we were in a mall somewhere and all of a sudden there was one spot, like a 2-foot area mm-hmm. that smelled like my grandmother's house. Mm-hmm. And that's what your story yeah. is what triggered that memory for me. Yeah. And I remember it because I kept walking back and forth. My parents were like, what the heck are you doing? Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're all sort of gaggled around. And I was like, right here. It smells like Oma's house right. here. Isn't and she crazy? Hadn't passed. Yeah. And that I know of, no one had passed. But I could smell mm-hmm. it so particular, the inside of her house in that one little area.
Yeah, that happens in my mom and dad's house. Every now and then, there's like this little area that smells like my grandma's house. And initially, we thought, well, we did bring a bunch of her stuff over, so that would explain it. But it's now been like 7 years. And so every now and then, like, we still get that whiff of something. Or I remembered another time where I was sitting in my bed, and I think I talked about this in another episode, but so I was sitting there and suddenly there's like this very strong smell of roses or some flowers or something, and nothing, no candles, no plug-ins, nothing. And I was like, what the, are my dogs farting roses now? Like, what is happening?
That'd be a nice change.
Thank God, right? No, it was so strong. Like, I was sitting on the bed reading, like, in the dark, and I don't remember if it was like the smell of the flowers first or if it was like this cool breeze that like hit my face. But it was like a lot of stuff went down that night, and I was like, I can't even with this.
Wow.
And it, that may have been before level one.
Mm-hmm.
Because things suddenly just started increasing, and I was like, what is happening? Yeah, so it's interesting. So as you start thinking back, you can, you know, just like you did, where you're like, oh, wait a minute. Because, yeah, as you think back, you start, or even now that you hear about this, as you move forward, think about it. Like, put a little more time and energy into it. Like, even your clairaudience, sit somewhere with your eyes closed, outside, whatever, and just pay attention to what you hear. You know, think about, like, we could do a little test right now for clairvoyance and say, hey, like, what color shirt am I wearing? And you guys think about it. And the first color that comes to you, go with that. Like, trust it. And if you're wrong, no big deal. You're just starting off. And if you're right, you know, lucky guess, whatevs. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Well, there is an exercise for the knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Just taking a deck of cards. And,
yeah.
And, yeah. You know, is it the next one going to be a heart? Is it going to be a spade? Mm-hmm. Is it going to be a club? Is it going to be a diamond? I mean, we got 25% chance of getting it right, but you know, it is, you know, keep doing it and write down your percentages. Are they getting better?
Yeah. You know? And take the time to focus. Like, that's ultimately what it is. It's like anything else. You focus on going to the gym and working out. You focus on your diet. You focus on whatever it is, like your writing skills or, you know, not being a jerk, whatevs.
Are you sure that's in practice?
Not being a jerk at the grocery store with your pendulum. So
I like how that's attributed to the other person.
Yeah, not me. I'm perfection. So it takes practice. That's what it is. So like Marie said, you can practice like that with a deck of cards. You can even go online and find sites that have cards you can print and cut. And you can do this game with a partner. Why you would need to do that? I mean, you can. And it's got like stars and circles and crap on it. And your partner might hold it up. And, you know, that's more of like a, when you're trying to strengthen like your telepathy skills, where you are sending messages to each other. So like Marie and I could sit here and I could have the deck of cards and I see a two of hearts. And so I could in my mind say, you know, what could I, like Marie, say her name to focus on her and then show her in my mind two of hearts and see what she comes up with. And that's like a telepathic exercise. Or like she said with the deck of cards, focus on it. Don't just flip a card and be like, oh, that's an ace. And like, take a minute, like take a beat, see what comes to you first and then flip the card over. And like she said, keep a record of it so you know if you're getting stronger at it. I mean, it's a lot of fun, but for sure, like meditation.
Oh, meditation's number one.
Good Lord, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's always up there.
Yeah. Meditation, and I also think living clean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know that's why a lot of healers go vegetarian, because just having that animal meat in you lowers your vibration. Or is leafy greens and whatnot supposed to heighten your vibration? But I'm sorry, I can't personally give up bacon. I can give up a lot of stuff. I can't give up bacon.
Did I tell you that I was vegetarian for like 9 months? And in like month nine, I suddenly was dreaming about chicken. I was in class and I'm thinking about all the different ways I could make chicken. And I was like, F this. We're out. And I went back to meat.
There you go. I mean, I can do it. I can go vegetarian, and I actually feel better doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But I miss the bacon.
It's not my jam. It's not. Like, I don't need meat at every meal. I don't. I could eat it once a day or every other day. No big deal for me, but I do like meat. So no.
Yeah.
I tried being a pescatarian. I don't love fish, so F that. It's not my jam.
Yeah. So yeah, there's a lot of ways to raise your vibration. Mm-hmm. Meditation, living clean.
Mm-hmm. Time in the sun, laughing. Mm-hmm.
Laughing, I have no idea what that's like.
Listen to every episode we've ever recorded.
I know. I go back and I listen to those episodes and we crack me up.
Yes. Do you know how long it takes me to edit an episode? Because I listen to us and start laughing all over again and have to stop because I lose track of where I am. I'm like, where do I need to cut?
It's double the work now.
Yeah. No, it's ridiculous.
But you get to laugh again.
Yeah. It's time to laugh. I can't wait to go back and listen to all those episodes. Because there is stuff I'm looking for and I just don't remember where it is that we talked about it. So I need to go back and look. But it's all good. It's all good. So, yeah, you guys, there's so much information out there on the clairs and how to develop them and how to know which clair you are. We covered just the super basics. Like, so basic, it's not ridiculous. But we say this in pretty much every episode. When we're covering things like this, it's just the tip of the iceberg. And as always, like if there's stuff you guys want to know about, if you want us to go like one clair per episode, let us know. I mean, not just like one person. It needs to be like a lot of people, but you know, so if there's something specific you want to hear about, let us know and we'll cover that for you because we're learning right along with you. And it's going through stuff like this when we're doing the research that I go, oh yeah, I remember, you know, such and such happened or... So it's actually pretty cool because it brings up those memories for me.
Yeah. When I was first starting out, I mean, I struggled with this because I knew I was something, but I wasn't sure what. And even our teacher said, oh, well, you're clair this and you're clair that. And I looked at it and went, okay, whatever you say. But once you get to know each one of these and you see the examples and then you look into your past and go, that was my first experience mm-hmm. for this. And, oh, that was my first experience for clairvoyance. You know, it's, and then you begin to identify that's it. That's what I am. And I didn't even know it.
Exactly.
It's got a name now.
Yep.
It's real.
Which is awesome.
Yep. And you may not be strong in all of them. You'll have strengths in some more than others. That's okay. And if you are equally as strong in all of them, then that's awesome too. I mean, there's no right or wrong, for sure. But it's fun learning about this stuff. I like it. And I still, like, some of the clairs trip me up. I'm like, what? Wait, which one is that? I'm like, listen, here's what I know. This is what I can do. It's all I need to know. Yep. Mm-hmm. So with that, you guys, it has been another exciting episode. We laughed a lot again. Talked about some dirty stuff. Now you guys know that I'm super mean. I'm really not. I'm like...
Nope.
I don't want to name a percentage. So, yeah, whatever you guys want to hear about, like, just make sure you tell us. And if you have experiences you want to share about your own clairs, let us know. We would love to share that with everybody.
Oh, I would love to hear some stories.
Me too. Yeah, everybody's got such cool stories. And now, like, as I learn them more and more and I want to know what they're called and what, you know, all that stuff, like, when I see someone in action, I can say, oh, that person is a clair, this clair, that clair, whatever clair. So it's very cool.
E-clair.
Mm-hmm. Like Marie Rose. An e-clair.
Chocolate.
I know. This is fun. A lot of fun. So we are out for the night. Thank you guys for hanging with us again. I mean, I could do this all day, every day. I love doing these episodes. They take some work.
You can tell. No, you can tell you enjoy it.
They take some work. So you guys, like I said, make sure you reach out to us. Tell us what you want to hear about. Follow us on Snapchat and Twitter at Media Matters and on Facebook and Instagram at The Media Matters. And make sure you send us your stories, your hauntings, your poltergeists, your goblins and ghosts and bears, oh my, at themediamatters@gmail.com. And yeah, what else we got? I know we have stuff coming up.
Witches.
Yep.
Ouija boards,
zombies, all kinds of goodies. And Lily is cringing right now. Maybe we'll have some fun guests on. If you guys, this will be really fun. You guys should send us your stories in an audio file so we can play it.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Right? That's like, awesome. I don't want to just read it. I want to hear your voices. Like, I want to hear you guys tell these stories. That would be fun. Because sometimes things are lost in translation.
Sure.
Yeah. And I want to hear you do the voices. Like, when I used to read to my daughter, I would do all the voices in the book. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. That's what we should do. So send us your audio files with your ghost stories and your hauntings and your, you know, whatevs.
Sound effects.
Yep. All your sound effects. Send us your stuff. And we will air it. So with that, you guys, we are out. Thank you again, like I said, for hanging out with us. Make sure you follow us on social media. Send us your stories and all that good stuff. Keep in touch. And we love you forever. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night.